With most of the troops deployed on both sides, the end of the battle begins to unfold. The French troops, led by Werle, managed to get in front of the riflemen to put an end to the Allied army's attacks. This decision resulted in heavy casualties for the French army, including the death of General Werle. With the French troops retreating, Soult tried to make a final move by sending grenadier battalions and artillery pieces to the attack, but it was not enough to suppress the Allied counterattack. It is estimated that there were a total of 13,400 casualties between the two sides. On the French side, there were an estimated total of 5,000 casualties, while on the army side, there were an estimated total of 5,900 casualties, broken down as follows: British Army, 4,160 casualties; Spanish Army, 1,075 casualties; Portuguese Army, 390 casualties. As for the wounded, the most effective treatment they received was amputation, thus reducing the risk of gangrene. Most of the wounded in the Allied army who managed to survive were sent to Elvas, while most of the wounded in the French army were abandoned to their fate.